This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part two of the third message from the book of Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon. The series title is called Futile, the Meaning of Life. What does the worker gain from his toil? What do I get out of living on this earth, is the question, really, in verse 9. I have seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity. Underline that. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. The first part of this passage deals with what I call the irrevocable cycle of life. Farmers will appreciate this passage more than non-farmers, in my opinion. They have a sense of this, maybe more so than you and I do. But they appreciate the idea, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest. It begins with a time to be born and a time to die. You cannot control the day of your birth, and you cannot control the day of your death. And you know what? That bugs people. People who are into control and they're in charge of their lives perhaps resent that, the idea that I can't control. Do you remember as a teenager saying, or did you have a teenager that said, I didn't ask to be born? You remember that? You did that perhaps? Nobody asked to be born. Nobody asked necessarily to die. And yet the Lord says through Solomon, there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. Do you know what that means? There's a start date to your life and there's a finish date. And you say, how morbid to talk about it. No, that's real life. And one of the most spiritual moments in a man's life, a woman's life, a teenager's life, is when they realize that and accept that. And then life is easier after you accept that. I'm here for a certain time span. You're here for a certain time span. And it's not long. It's not long at all. And we go through the cycles of life that Solomon talks about. And then in verse 9, he says, what do you gain from all your toil? Well, it's a legitimate question. We talked about this recently, 2 weeks ago, about the repetitive, monotonous nature of life. You get up, you go to work, you come home, you eat dinner, you go to sleep, you get up, you go to work. And there are people after 40 years of that or more, 50 years of that. What am I doing this for? To what end? And maybe you have come to the place in your life where your life has reached the point of monotonous repetition, just a repetitive thing. And you wonder, what do I gain from all this toil? What does Solomon mean in verse 10? I have seen the burden God has laid on men. It's the burden to work. Because of sin, man was charged with the responsibility of working and providing. And it started in the field in agricultural means with our culture. And we have to provide for the food on the table. God has put a burden on us. But he's also made everything beautiful in its time. There's an order to what God has created. And there's beauty even in the repetition. There's beauty in your life. And you've got to believe that God has created something beautiful in your life. And you say, well, not too much in my life. How about your relationship with God the Father through the Son? That's beautiful. How about the forgiveness you experienced when you came to know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? There's something powerfully beautiful about that because I recognize he set eternity in my heart. Verse 12 says it all. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and to do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil, because this is the gift from God. It's all a gift from God.
Well, would it make any difference in your life if you honestly and truly believed that everything was a gift from God? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.